Thank you so much for joining us, Joseph.
Hello. I'm glad to be on.
And first question right off the bat, why do teens, like young people, associate rebellion and I guess negative negative emotions with popularity and making friends?
Well, in this study, we focus on a particular type of rebel. This is the type that is a bit aggressive and breaks the rules and is a bit dominant. And I think those teens can seem pretty cool and fun. And also, if you have a teen that's willing to hurt others, then, you know, in the schoolyard, it's a bit of a jungle. You want to be allied with that tough teen, because if you're an ally, then you're not going to get picked on. You're going to be on the, in the in-group with the tough person.
Absolutely. There's this, like, sense of, like, if you're not with them, you're against them type stuff.
Now, absolutely.
So, as you mentioned, you were recently a part of a study looking at friendship development in high school.
Yep.
Now, can you tell us a bit about your research methods?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main question I had was, do nice people really finish last? I mean, we're taught, you know, growing up, that be good, be kind, be nice, and that's going to be the winning, you know, strategy. And you see all kinds of movies where almost always the nice kids end up winning in the end, at least. And so I just started to wonder if this is true, because you see so many people who are pretty mean and aggressive and selfish getting to the very top of power. I thought, well, is this true? Not that I'm going to become aggressive, but I just wanted to know if this was true or not. So we looked at, you know, we identified different kinds of kids in school, and probably the most interesting group were the nice kids, who they're empathic, they're kind, you know, they take other people's perspectives, and what we called the nice rebels. And they were able to take other people's perspective, but they also could hurt people and break the rules. So they had both strategies, both the nice strategies and the kind of mean strategies. And what we found was those nice rebels actually had more opposite sex friends during junior high than the nice kids. So they were preferred boys. Nice rebel boys were preferred by girls, and nice rebel girls preferred by boys. So this was one case where being nice seemed to lose. There seemed to be an advantage to being able to be aggressive and a bit nasty. But what was interesting was that by senior high school, those nice rebels who were willing to use aggression started to lose friendships. And the nice kids, they maintained their friendships. And what happened was by the time high school finished, the nice kids had more opposite sex friends. And the nice rebels, or the ones who were able to be both nice and mean, had lost relationships. So in the long run, it looked like the nice kids won out.
Right. Wow. And did you see quite a difference between men and women in these results?
Yeah. Well, we know that there's different kinds of strategies you can use. So nice kids use mostly nice strategies and no mean strategies, and that tends to be mostly female. Then there's people who just use mean strategies, and that tends to be a bit more male. And then this really interesting group that uses both nice and mean strategies tends to be a bit more female. And finally, there was one more group. This was what I was when I was growing up as a kid, the non-strategic group, the group that doesn't use any strategies. And this poor group, whether it be male or female, is invisible to the opposite sex. They have plenty of same-sex friends, but they just don't get noticed by the opposite sex.
Right, very interesting. Now,
how... There's one other I should mention. Can I say there was one interesting gender effect? You're asking about gender.
Mm.
You know how women are sometimes told if they want to succeed, they need to act like men, be aggressive, break the rules, do what it takes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we found that females who did use those strategies in high school tended to have much worse well-being than boys who use the same exact strategies. So for females, it looks like those aggressive strategies actually cost them more psychologically. So the idea that everybody should use the same kind of aggressive strategy doesn't work, because for some people, it costs them a lot psychologically.
And how did that work for men in terms of, like, the other way around?
Well, they just don't seem to pay a steeper price. So both males and females, if they use these aggressive strategies, they tended to have lower self-esteem. They tended to have worse mental health. But for girls, it was a really big effect. It was also bad for boys, but for some reason, females, it was a much worse effect.
Right. Very interesting. Now,
yeah.
Oh, on a bit of a flip side, what are the advantages of being empathetic towards others?
Yeah, so being nice and kind and giving and empathetic, it has its costs initially, because a lot of times you're giving to others and that costs you time, and you're not necessarily as noticeable for the opposite sex because you're not being cool and aggressive and dominant. But the benefits is, when you build a relationship, that relationship is real, it is genuine, and it lasts. That's what we found. So those nice kids are building real, genuine relationships. And so over time, they keep those relationships, whereas for the kind of aggressive kid, eventually, you know, even if you're on the end with that aggressive kid, eventually something happens in your relationship with that kid. Something goes wrong. They turn it on you. You know what I mean? There's it's not like you're going to be immune from that. If they're picking on all the kids around you, eventually it's going to be your turn. And so eventually something happens with those kids that destroys the relationship. But then that's not true for the nice kids. So this is like long-term. It's a really powerful thing to do if you want to have a good relationship and you want to be successful, because modern success requires that we work with others, that we form alliances, that we connect, that we can ask people for help.
Right, of course. Like, there's such an importance to empathy and being empathetic that not a lot of people really realize. And I've experienced that a lot throughout my life. Now, final question, how can we encourage children and young people to reevaluate the importance of being nice?
I think we need to be honest with kids. I think we've been a bit Pollyannish in telling them that those mean kids are just doing it because they're insecure or there's something wrong with them. Actually, we've created environments for our kids where being a bully and being aggressive is reinforced, where those kids actually get status and power from that behavior. And so we need to be honest and say, yes, that is actually functional for that kid, at least in the short term. We need to tell kids the truth, and then we need to name what it is. We need to not reinforce that. I guess we need to kind of create a world where aggressive, rule-breaking behavior that's designed to be selfish is not reinforced.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joseph.
Sure.